There are two big letters, DR, on the back of Joseph Garcia's white prison uniform. It stands for Death Row. Underneath, he's wearing a burnt orange sweatshirt. The San Antonio native is a fan of the UT Longhorns. Recently, Garcia has been having a tough time sleeping because his death day is coming up.
I want to live. I want to live, you know. But I'm also tired. I've been fighting a long time, David.
Garcia was convicted of the murder of Irving police officer Aubrey Hawkins during the notorious Texas 7 prison escape. Garcia is scheduled to be put to death at 6 p.m. today. When I spoke last week with Garcia, I asked him how he expects that will happen.
I've had a tonsillectomy. I've gone under anesthesia. I don't know if it's the same way. I don't know if that's they just give you an overdose and you go to sleep, you know, and that's it. You just don't wake up anymore.
Based on reports from the most recent Texas executions, the condemned did not receive a peaceful overdose. It appears that the execution will be extremely painful.
5 of the 11 prisoners executed in Texas so far this year have made statements noting that they feel the burning.
Robert Dunham is the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He said Texas has switched from a 3-drug protocol to a single drug, pentobarbital, a barbiturate, that is supposed to knock the prisoner out and then kill them. But according to some execution witnesses, that's not happening.
They feel pain from the pentobarbital. That's not something that we had heard in the past.
If the pentobarbital was pure and not expired, it would be expected that the execution would be painless. But because of the opposition to the death penalty, those supplies are no longer available to Texas. Where Texas was getting the supply of death drug was an official state secret. But last week, it was reported that the drugs were coming from a strip mall in Houston at the Green Park Compounding Pharmacy and Gifts. However, the pharmacy's owner denies making the drug. BuzzFeed reporter Chris McDaniel broke the story.
It was a pretty troubled pharmacy. Its license had been on probation for a couple of years for accidentally giving the wrong drug to a few children, sending one to the hospital. And it had been warned by the FDA that its practices could put people at risk.
McDaniel said the fact that the Texas execution drug is coming from a compounding pharmacy is a big deal.
Compounded drugs have a really high failure rate. If you have a poorly compounded drug used in an execution, could lead to a botched result, putting the inmate being put to death through a great deal of pain.
Dunham of the Death Penalty Information Center said execution witnesses are able to tell that the Texas executions have become painful, even though the microphone in the death chamber was turned off.
There are some evidence of pain that can be observed without the audio. One of the instances of the executions this year, 2018, there was evidence that the prisoner was writhing on the gurney. Even though the microphone was turned off, they were able to hear some of the statements.
Dunham says there needs to be greater transparency in how Texas carries out executions. Last month, he released a report called Behind the Curtain, Secrecy and the Death Penalty in the United States.
Secrecy makes it so the public doesn't have meaningful oversight, and so we can't get to the bottom of problems when they occur in executions.
But some states, including Texas, argue that making public information about execution drug manufacturers puts those employees at risk and makes it difficult for states to obtain the drugs needed to carry out the orders of the judicial system under the law.
We're going to shut them down.
Gloria Ruback is an anti-death penalty organizer. On Monday, she held a protest in front of the Green Park Compounding Pharmacy and Gifts, and she promises more protests and other actions will follow.
We're going to have international days of phone-ins to the pharmacy. We're going to have international days of emails to the pharmacy, and we are going to stay on them until they stop making the drug. So we're just going to keep on and just shut them down.
Attorneys for Joseph Garcia are now seeking a reprieve from Governor Greg Abbott based on the concerns about the compounding drug. Also, this could be an Eighth Amendment cruel and unusual punishment issue that the U.S. Supreme Court will need to address. The lawyers say that Garcia faces an unreasonable risk of a cruel execution. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.